With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. More pastors are encouraging members to adopt and provide foster care at a time when adoptions have declined in the U.S. A Lifeway research study found more than 2 in 5 U.S. Protestant churchgoers say their congregation and its leaders are proactively involved with adoption and foster care in at least 1 of 7 ways. More than 1 in 10 churchgoers say someone in their congregation has provided foster care, adopted a child from the U.S., or adopted a child from another country within the last year. Compared to 5 years ago, fewer churchgoers say they've seen members of their church actively participate in adoption and foster care. In a 2017 Lifeway research study, 25% of U.S. Protestant churchgoers said a church member provided foster care, 17% said someone adopted domestically, and 15% said someone adopted internationally. Faithful Stones Church pastor Mark Hamilton is walking with folks as they grieve in the neighborhood he serves, surrounding the Tops Market near Buffalo, New York. That was the site of a racially charged mass shooting that killed 10 shoppers May 14th a year ago. Hamilton, in partnership with the Sin Network church planter Eric Napoli, will host a community outreach block party from noon until 4 on Saturday in his church parking lot as the community continues to grieve. The outreach follows monthly block parties held through November of 2022 and resuming on a monthly schedule on the anniversary weekend of the tragedy. Sheridan Parkside Community Church in Amherst, a church plant of Amherst Baptist Church, is sponsoring the outreach in partnership with Hamilton, North Buffalo Community Baptist Church, and the Frontier Baptist Association.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
The statistics on sexual abuse are staggering, and this should give pastors pause as they consider how to care for people who've been sinned against in this way. That's what Keith Meyer says in a piece on Baptist Press. He gives 3 action steps churches can take to move towards developing an action plan for caring well. He says, first, remember victims of abuse are often protective of their stories and vigilant toward possible threats. He encourages churches to educate themselves and to find resources to help survivors. He also encourages them to put a caring well team in place so that they will be able to move forward if abuse is uncovered. Read his full piece at baptistpress.com.